Johnny Turno.
Blog Talk Radio.
192-0, man. 8 wins away from 200. Yeah. Yeah, it's like constantly hearing about 200, 200. It's like people are trying to put pressure on me or something. Listen, man, I'm going to get there, man. I won 7 fights in 15 days. Do you understand what that is, man? That's fucking about 2 weeks. 2 weeks in 1 day. 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I won seven different matches. 1 bare knuckle, 6 with gloves. Who the fuck has ever done that? Now, don't you dare throw any of these names, Sugar Ray Robinson, John L. Sullivan, Bruce Lee, the different, you know, sport, whatever, martial artist, okay, Bob Fitzsimmons, fucking, what, who? Listen, man, I ain't trying to disrespect these guys, but they're not in my league, man. The numbers don't lie, man. 192-0, 7 wins in 15 days? Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I do it against heavyweights, cruiserweights, mostly heavyweights. The last guy was 190, cruiserweight. Well, in MMA, I don't know. I don't follow that UFC bullshit. He's like, well, I don't know. He's lower. They have their own weights. 205 is considered light heavyweight. But okay, he's he said he's like 190. 185, 190. Snapped his head, man. Me and my homie were laughing at him, and then me and my homie were clowning Wilder and Joshua, and I showed how. It's on YouTube, man. Yeah, fucking jokes. But, yeah, I talked to my girlfriend from Ukraine. She wants me in Ukraine. She said, I told her, you know, yeah, baby, you know, around June. Gotta get my passport. I gotta call up that dude that, you know, tickets. 3 times for Daria. Hey, listen, this is going to be a better experience than Daria. So, much better. I mean, yeah, I mean, what happened with Daria, that was horrible, man. You know, just listen, got married with the wrong girl. And, you know. But, yeah, listen, so back to the boxing. Yeah, 7 wins in 15 days. That feat will never be surpassed. Unless I get 18 wins in 14 days. Yeah, I literally could score 18 wins in 4 days. I scored 5 in 1 day. So, yeah, I mean, it's just every year, man. 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, and now 2017. I have been dominating in the sport of boxing. I have been doing things that no fighter on HBO or Showtime has ever done. Never. Not even close. Those clowns fight once a year, twice a year, 3 times max. They are not real fighters. Sparring doesn't count. I don't know how many times they spar, but again, they spar to prepare for that one quote-unquote big sanctioned title fight. Yeah, a title fight. Danny Green, Paul Briggs taking a dive. That's their definition of a title fight. Yeah, mainstream boxing is, they're fucking, they're extremely delusional. I mean, how are you gonna fucking, okay, I don't trust that shit. Like, okay, you, like, they even told me, like, Chris Arreola's trainer or whatever, Chris Arreola was a horrible fighter. I beat the guy that beat him, Deontay Wilder. They're like, I asked them, I'm like, yo, what's up with the dives? If you guys are so legit, what's up with the dives? They're like, yeah, you know, once in a while there's some dives, you know, once in a while. I'm like, so where's your credibility? I mean, I don't think it's once in a while. I think it's pretty damn often. But let's just pretend it's once in a while. I don't trust it. How do you know when there's a real fight? How do you know when there's a fake fight? Who cares if there's blood? Who cares if there's, dude, for that kind of, for millions of dollars, you know, they pay motherfuckers to get knocked out. They'll fix a fight. They'll say, all right, you're going to be whooping his ass for 4 rounds, but in the 5th round, he's going to knock you out. That's why they have all the big money at stake. It's fake. Fuck out of here with that shit. I done proved it. The last guy that I beat was on TV. Man, what's the big deal, man? Michael Barsky was on TV. The joke, Barsky, glass jaw. Fucking boxer that I knocked out that I had beef with for years, man. Bare knuckle. We boxed bare knuckle, man. Bare knuckle. We had a street fight. We agreed to boxing rules without gloves. I knocked him out cold, man. He was against the van. Yeah, he connected first because I was drunk. Then I can listen. It's not how you start; it's how you finish. And I finished Lebarski. I finished him mercilessly, brutally, knocked him the fuck out. My homie says that I crucified Lebarski because both of his arms were against the van. I knocked him out the first hit. He landed the first three hits, but I landed the last two and knocked him out cold. I went on to knock out Deontay Wilder. I beat Derek the Giant 2 years before I beat Lebarski. And, but yeah, you know, I just don't understand this whole, you know, Wilder, Joshua, you know, listen, I beat Wilder. I would beat Joshua, obviously. 19 fights versus 192 fights. Hey, son, I beat Wilder when he was 31-0, okay? Sambo Russian. I nearly dropped the guy. Sambo Russian would mop the floor with Anthony Joshua. Sambo Russian is a vicious motherfucker. And I viciously beat him down. No, he fought back. It was a great fight. One of the greatest boxing matches ever. It's on YouTube. Wee Lo Leo, 180-0 amateur. World-class boxer. Much better than Anthony Joshua. Much better. The man, this guy would put Deontay Wilder in the hospital. The Samoan. I box circles around him. Kung Fu champion from Jersey, from New Jersey. Fourth degree black belt. I made this guy hit the fucking ground instantly when we squared up. It's on the video also. Left and then right. You got it. Yeah. Hit him with the left and right. He got knocked the fuck out. Anthony Thompson, another world-class boxer. Doesn't get the exposure that he deserves. But he's a lot better. Anthony Thompson, he's a lot better than Anthony Joshua. The British hype job. Deontay Wilder, I don't even want to compare. Thompson would box circles around Wilder. Wilder wouldn't even touch him. Wilder would throw windmills at him. Thompson would counter him to sleep. Ninjutsu Muay Thai fighter. No, I don't like this punk, but I got to speak objectively. I beat his ass, but he was a tough fighter. He was very hard to hit. He had great defense. Going back, 2012, Derek the Giant. 300-pounder. With power. Slow, but has exceptional boxing skill. And Boxrec is a horrible, has horrible talent. But Derek the Giant really is an underground fighter, but since he has some history on Boxrec, he is the best heavyweight on Boxrec. And I beat him. Tyson and Ali are overrated. Sambo Russian, Lee, the Giants, Anthony Thompson, they would annihilate Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali, and I annihilated all of them. I would annihilate Tyson and Ali. So you look at all those fights that I just mentioned. When I once shot at Deontay Wilder, who is part of the mainstream, and he's overrated. And my last one, which was 2 days ago, I once shot at a 3-1 pro MMA fighter / amateur boxer. When he said amateur, he meant amateur boxer because we were boxing with boxing rules. When I beat him with boxing rules, he started talking about his MMA. Oh, I'll break your arm, blah, blah, blah. He didn't do shit. He got embarrassed and humiliated on video. So I just don't get the hype about Anthony Joshua. Okay? Like I said, that right hand that hit Sambo Russian, Sambo Russian has a chin. Now, you know, Vladimir Klitschko is horrible. I've said it for years, and now it's kind of like that I told you so feeling. He lost two fights in a row. He's out of the picture. I don't think he was ever in the picture. But in the end, you know, those delusional trolls and haters and TMZ and these sick, psycho, schizo motherfuckers, they think Vladimir Klitschko was, you know, this boxing legend or legend. But listen, they're crazy, all right? The guy's horrible. You know what I'm saying? You see, I praise other fighters, but whoever deserves the praise, I praise them. Whoever I fight them, I beat them. I you know, if they're good, I'm going to say it. They're good, but Klitschko is no good, and he dropped Anthony Joshua, and I hit a lot harder than fucking Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko. I know those idiots. I train the same gym with them. I hit the same punching bags with them. They do not have that much power for their size. They don't have power, period. For their size, they should hit a lot harder. They don't have power. What can I win against Tony Smith? That speed, that crisp. Dude, I'm a fucking punching machine. Even when I master box, when I fucking just, it's still like, okay, when I volume punch, like against Anthony Thompson, when I rushed him, yeah. But boom, when I rush Sambo Russian, but even when I box Lee, it's still volume punching because I'm throwing jab, 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 just always hook, jab, hook. I'm always throwing. That's what literally an offensive machine. No matter how good your defense is, Mayweather Jr. is a joke. Even his good defense ain't shit. It's overrated. But let's just say he has good defense. It wouldn't matter because I would throw so many punches at him, it would overwhelm him, and I would knock Mayweather Jr. out. That's one. And two, he's way too small. I'm 6 feet tall. I walk around now. I'm 165 pounds. I weighed myself like five times, I believe, five or six times before I beat the 3-1 MMA fighter, Azeel. His name's Azeel. Yeah. I was 165. I'm 165 right now. Okay, super middleweight with a 73-inch reach, 192 wins, zero losses in the underground, 156 knockouts. I beat over 100 heavyweights. I beat a shitload of cruiserweights. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is what, 147 pounds, walks around at like 155 tops? Maybe even 160. I doubt it. Whatever. 5'8"? Dude, I'd put this guy in the hospital. I'd put him in the pine box. He's too small. Here I call Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury didn't want none. He hung up on me. I thought that was his uncle. I think that was him. I seen a video of this guy making some shit like barbecue with his kids. Dude, this is fat as fuck. Out of shape. Dude, are you serious? Even if he gets back into shape, I'll still knock him the fuck out. But dude, I fought 7 times in 2 weeks, man. I'm gonna take a break and everything, but man, come on. I'm always on point, man. I'm Murder Fury, man. This guy literally had one fight in the past 2 years. The last fight was 2015, and that was against the biggest joke ever, Vladimir Klitschko. Yeah, so. I already beat the best fighters in the world, man. So, I mean, it's just, now it's just about getting more W's, you know, since I'm most likely, yeah, I mean, if things keep going well with me and my girl, most likely go back to the Ukraine. And you already know the drill in Ukraine, man. Over there, I mean, listen, thank God people started stepping up in 2017. And now I scored 7 wins in 15 days. Now every time I go to the gym, boom, I even get 3 wins. It's back to how it was. Thank God. Now I just quickly, boom, 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 192-0. I remember how pissed off I was that nobody wanted to fight. There were literally like multiple times, 2 or 3 times in a row, I'd go to the gym. Nobody wanted to fight. I didn't know what to do. I was like, fuck, maybe I should move somewhere. It's just like, it looks like it's done. And no, man, I found new gyms. New fighters, you know, they move from out of state. And then, hey, you know what, I'll do it. Let's do it. Listen, man, I'm destined for greatness, man. And that's what happened on May 3rd, man. Yeah, I mean, like, listen, man, I punched that motherfucker. I snapped his head. You know, me and my friend were laughing at him, and on video, I snapped his head. And the thing is, if you're gonna talk shit after you lose, I mean, if you're gonna talk shit, do something about it, man. And if you talk shit and then you didn't back it up because Charlie Zelenoff is just far superior, better, more skilled, more experienced, okay, but at least. Okay, if he talked shit before the fight and he was still look bad because he got embarrassed and one-shotted, but he talked shit after he got embarrassed, which he embarrassed himself after that. He put his hands down. He got punched? No, he had his hands up. Danny, and I hit him right through his guard. I went over his guard with the left hook, right on the side of the head, bam. He didn't know what the fuck hit him. He had no idea I didn't tell him about my record. I told him I'm an undefeated fighter, but he had no idea. Okay, undefeated fighter could be 1-0. He had no idea how many fights I had. Because if I told him that I was in the 190 win mark, he wouldn't have put on the gloves. He did not seem too eager to fight. You know, when he told me he's a TV fighter, I said, what's it doing, man? Come on, let me show you something. He's like, what? Show me what? I'm like, let's put on some gloves, man. Let's throw some hands. He's like, oh, my knee's fucked up, man. Oh, knee fucked up. I'm like, all right, let's throw some hooks at each other in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? Toe to toe. And he's like, all right. And then when I hit him, he was looking at his friend, like, oh, like, what the fuck are you doing, clown? You got one shot at one piece on video. The whole world now sees it. And I stayed at the gym. And this guy stayed at the gym. He didn't do shit. I was there for like an hour and a half after I beat his ass. Then my homie picked me up. Yeah, I showed him the fight. He's like, yeah, you didn't want to have anything to do with you. As soon as he felt that power, that was not even all my power. That was just like, you know, I'm so powerful that, you know, for me it was like a precision punch. But even my precision punches have that snap to it. So many great wins, man, this year. Wow, man, last year, 72 wins, man. See, the thing is this, man, 200 and 0, that it's actually good that I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take at least a month off, maybe two, maybe three. We'll see, man. I can do whatever I want. After 7 wins in 15 days, listen, man, these delusional actors on TV get a pass for taking 2 years off, okay? If Charlie Zonoff decides to take let's say, I told July off or to August, you can't be like, oh, man, you haven't fought in a while. Hey, man, I fight every fucking week. Hey, man, I won 3 fights in 1 day. And then when I came back to the gym, I won 3 fights again in 1 day. I'm the fucking greatest, all right? My knuckles, my hands. Okay, yeah, all my fights are short because I'm so powerful, tremendous power, that nobody can take it. My fights are short. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm so fucking talented and strong, okay? You got to ask God that one. He created me. He gave me the power. But the thing is, 192 fights? Count how many rounds. Okay, I did almost all of them are one round. But, like, some are two, some, you know what I mean? Like, okay, with Akeem, 3 rounds. Now there's, like, really no rounds. It just you know, goes by, like, what we agree on. Like, all right, you heard Tony Smith. I asked him, how long you want to go? Like, I don't give a fuck. I can go. I know how long it's going to go. It's going to go as long as I want it to go. You know, as soon as I fucking hit you, you're out of there. The last fight, bam, he quit. With Lee, I carried him. We agreed 3 minutes. Bam, 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 bam. Just like, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? Throw some, bro. Bam. You know what I mean? And we had really good defense. Then in the end, he threw too little, too late. You know what I'm saying? Didn't land, hit the back of my head. I don't even think he connected. Maybe he kind of skinned the back of my head. I don't know. But it's like, I beat Lee, a 180-0 amateur boxer, you know what I mean, southpaw. This guy would be all wrong for Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. He would kill them. See, Lee is a professional fighter. He's a pro boxer that stayed in the amateurs because he realized that the quote-unquote pros that you delusional haters think are the actual pros, those quote-unquote pros, the HBO, Showtime, they're not real, they're staged. That's why guys like Lee, like Anthony Thompson, they're actually, come on, they're pro-level fighters. They're not amateurs, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Officially, they're amateurs, but they're not really amateurs. They fight on a professional level. They fight on a much higher level than the average amateur fighter would. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I beat their ass in a pro bout without headgear with small gloves. What more do you want? That's it. Lee and Anthony Thompson. Those are my two best opponents. I fucking beat them both. I beat them both on video. You want to see knockouts? Kung Fu knockout. Dropped him. The other Kung Fu, listen, that black guy from Jersey, his name is Dan. The guy that I knocked out. My greatest knockout ever. Yeah. 4th degree black belt. 13 years in Kung Fu. He told me he's won first place many times. Not only did he see, because a lot of people, they take martial arts, they just get a black belt and that's it. They're happy. No, they spar, they get a black belt. No, this guy, not only just, this guy fought in tournaments. kicks, punches. He won first place many times. That's why he's a champion in Kung Fu. Different sport, but still, he knows how to throw hands. He put on the gloves. He started bragging to me that he was a southpaw. I put him down. Win 190. Okay, 189. I once shot at a Wing Chun, another Kung Fu. Damn, what's up with these Kung Fu motherfuckers, man? They always... No, I swear to God, these Kung Fu guys, they everybody gets their ass beat by me, but especially them. They Yeah, man, if you take Kung Fu, man, don't fight Charlie Zhou off, man. I think that's a lesson for everybody out there who takes Kung Fu, man, or who's a black belt in Kung Fu, man. Yeah, the black belt Kung Fu motherfucker. 13 years. Yeah, man, it'd be a lot of black belt fighters. Yeah, so, I mean, next month, probably. Got to get my passport. Next month, see my girlfriend. Yeah, she's beautiful, man. Gorgeous, much better than Daria. Better body. Better everything, man. And I'm going to stay there till July, obviously, and July 27th, my 29th birthday. Champ's going to be 29 this summer. What? I mean, there ain't no better birthday present than holding a hot model in your arms, the arms that won 192 fights, eight shy of 200. So we'll see what I'll be at that time. Maybe I'll be 200 now by the time in July. But I don't plan to rapidly just keep going 193, 194, because like I said, if I get to 200, you know, like, no, of course I'm going to get there this year, but I'm saying if I get there, like, let's say this month, which is very possible, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather just take a break, relax. I don't want to burn myself out. I beat everyone's ass. And then come back whenever I feel like it. Not because some delusional tard said some bullshit on the internet. Oh, this is it. I'm pissed off. Now I got to go fight. No, man. Fuck them. I beat everybody. I got nothing to prove. I know in my heart that I'm number one pound for pound. Regardless of what anybody says. You know what I'm saying? I put my heart, my soul, everything into boxing. Everything. And look at the results. 192-0, 156 knockouts. And the Joker, man, with a junior, he said that he put so much effort. He was in the Olympic Games. Yeah, Olympic Games, yeah, he lost. He didn't get first place. And then when he turned, quote, fake pro, he fights once a year against 5-for-5 guys, man. Yeah, and I beat 6-for-5 guys, 6-for-7 guys out with Deontay Wilder, man. Knocked Deontay Wilder. I show that fight the day that I beat Azeal, 3-1 pro MMA fighter. Yeah, that fucking crybaby MMA fighter. Man, I snapped his head. Watch it closely. Slow motion, man. I snapped his head, yeah. And that's not even full power, man. I hit him pretty hard, you know. I snapped his fucking head, and I embarrassed him. I made him quit. It's common sense. I mean, he wanted to hurt me, but he couldn't. He knew he couldn't, because if he thought he could, he would have tried. He would have at least attempted to. Listen, man, if he wanted to be a punk after losing, if he wanted to completely, you know, have an, you know, automatic rematch by disqualifying himself, by going for a takedown, or I would have, are you kidding me, man? I beat a lot of MMA fighters, you know, in street fights. I would have destroyed him. When I smashed Dejan, I was really tired, and he sneak choked from behind. Speaking of Dejan, I want to knock him the fuck out. I want to beat him again, but this time I want to knock him unconscious. Unconscious. I need to hurt him. Fuck out boxing him. I need to hurt him. Fuck TKOing him. I need to hurt him badly. TKO would be okay, would be good, but KO again. But the thing is, again, Dijon does not want to fight. When I hit him with that four piece, I snapped his head too. With that right hand, I snapped Dijon's head too. You could even hear it. I hit Dijon even harder than I hit my last opponent, man. Oh yeah. It wasn't my best win, but hey, a win is a win, man. Listen, 192 wins, zero losses. Unblemished. No rush to get to 200. Listen, man, I can get to 200 in 1 week. I won six fights in a week. Then I took a week off, and then I won the seventh one. I can be 200-0 next week, but again, right now, I just scored a fucking new win, brand new win, great win, one-punch fight, you know, against a pro MMA fighter. But see, like I said, when I punched him, you know, I say he just, you know, he just turned into a complete pussy, you know, just walking out the door. It's like you're talking shit while you're walking out, you know, like, see, if he took off the gloves and said, what, you know what I mean, I'll break your arm, you know, then I would have to hit him again. But he was walking away. He's like, I'll break your arm. I'm like, yeah, right. I'm like, I punched you with the left, man. I'm the best boxer. Him and his gay little homeboy walking out. Walked out. Like I said, all bark, no bite. Just like these box rec trolls, just like these delusional haters that always denounce my wins. They're all bark. I mean, he's all bark. The last guy, the last fighter that I beat. All bark, no bite. All talk, man. I'm going overtime in 3 minutes. 3 minutes, 25 seconds. But, yeah, man, talking about basketball, you know, I'm a big basketball fan. Yeah, what's this? What the fuck? Lonzo Ball? LeVar, man, LeVar Ball's a delusional fucking schizophrenic guy that hypes up his son and his kids. I mean, wait a minute. $500? I mean, everybody's saying it's crazy. Dude, my Jordans are about $200, like 160 plus tax, but almost $200. I got Jordans for two. I mean, like, okay, but Jordan is arguably the greatest basketball player ever. Well, him and LeBron, you know, they like have them tied at this point. Maybe LeBron's a little better. I don't know. Whatever. The point of Jordan, LeBron, like, they're okay. Boxing. Charlie Zelenoff just won a fight. Just won seven fights in 15 days. Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, I'm the best. I'm a proven star. My shirts that I sold, $60. That's very expensive for a shirt, I agree. But now they're cheaper, $30 now. For everybody listening now, you can buy it for $30 plus tax, plus shipping handling, $50. Depends where you live. If you're in LA, I sold one to England, to Nucky Thompson. But I sold the other seven in person. Like, you see how the fans see me? And yeah, in person. Yeah. I see them, and they're like near my street, and they say, I want to buy a shirt. I go and get them, boom. Money in my hands, shirt in their hands, man. But wait a minute, $500 shoes for a player that's not even an NBA player? That you know, I saw Lonzo Ball. He doesn't suck, but I'm not impressed. I don't even know if he's the best college player. Maybe. I mean, in this draft, I don't know. I don't follow college. I follow the NBA. Yeah, like, fuck out of here with that shit, man. I met many NBA players, man. I met, like, role players. Role players like Chris Mills. Chris Mills was not that good, but he was pretty good in his prime. Hey, listen, he would dunk on him. He'd crush Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball was a college player. Do you understand? He's going to suck for the first few years. He's going to have to prove himself. I doubt he's going to pull a Vince Carter or a LeBron James right away, become an all-star. I doubt it, especially with all the pressure his delusional daddy's putting on him. Everybody hates that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's going to get shut down when he comes to the league. Yeah, I mean, I played ball with some real college players. When I went to Fairfax High School, man, I was a phenomenal basketball player myself, and I played ball with some of the best, Fairfax and Westchester, some of the best high school players, you know, and that went on. Amir Johnson, he went to the same school as me. He plays for the Boston Celtics now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, man, I've seen a lot better players than Lonzo fucking balling. $500 for shoes? I wouldn't pay $5 for that shit. I wouldn't pay $5 for the first shoes. And then, it's ridiculous, man. Charlie Zonoff GOAT shirts, oh yeah, they get sold because I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the GOAT. You know what I mean? You could average a fucking 50 points in college. You can't make shoes that expensive, son. You gotta fucking prove yourself. But anyways, back to boxing. So, yeah, man, I'm very happy right now, man. I just crushed that motherfucker. See, it feels great to beat anybody, but to beat a arrogant fighter, especially if he's a televised fighter, he told me he's a retired MMA fighter. He said he's a retired pro MMA fighter who's had, you know, some TV fights. And I said, what's your record? 3-1. On video, he said that he's an amateur. He meant amateur boxer. He told me both. He said he's an amateur boxer, too. Former amateur boxer. All right, so, regardless, I ran Chuck Liddell off the street. I outboxed Jules Wall. Now, Jules Wall is the best UFC fighter. Listen, again, doesn't get much exposure because I beat him, and these delusional haters, if they give Jules exposure, then that's credit to me. Whoa, but who ended Jules Wall's career? Charlie Zelenoff. That was one of my greatest wins of all time. One of my greatest wins of all time, man. Yeah, I mean, let's see. It's hard to put a top five wins. I mean, it's out of 192. I mean, it's fuck, man. When I knocked out Mario, man, Mario 4-0 amateur, you know, amateur champion. He was he won some belt. I don't know. He said he won some shit. Some amateur. He won some amateur fucking tournament, man. Mario, the fucking wild swinging motherfucker that I knocked out with the jab. I mean, that was literally UBF 2015 Fight of the Year, man. Jules Zavala, you know, one of the best master classes. You know, I'd say I topped it with the Lee, because I hit Lee in the face with that left hook, and I was like clowning him. I'm like, throw something, bro, you know. And then I topped it with Anthony Thompson. Anthony Thompson would beat the fuck out of Jules Zavala. Anthony Thompson was never on TV. Jules Zavala was. Anthony Thompson did way better against me than Jules. It took me longer to get rid of Thompson. After he gave me credit and said this boy got hands, we decided to go another round, and I beat him. By the way, happy Cinco de Mayo to all my Latino fans all over the world. The day that I beat the 3-1 pro MMA fighter on May 3rd, on the great day of May 3rd, 2017, a fan that I met, he said that when I punched Deontay Wilder, was flying. He's like, you had that motherfucker flying. So, you know, to all my Latino fans all over the world, thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's been an honor. And to all my fans, it's a day Cinco de Mayo, and, you know, a lot of delusional haters, they said that I was racist towards Hispanics, and, you know, right now, I mean, if I was racist, I would not be saying what I'm saying right now. I'm going to say it again. Happy Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. From the greatest of all time, Charlie Zonoff, the best boxer in the world, on the planet, number one. I would murder Canelo Alvarez. He's not in my fucking league. I beat a cruiserweight my last fight. 3-1 pro MMA. He'd choke Canelo out. I know he's a pussy. I don't want to praise him, but come on. Against Canelo, he wouldn't get scared. I beat Derek Dejan. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Anthony Thompson, Derek Dejan. Come on, man. Canelo and, what's his name, Chavez and Mayweather Jr. And they, believe me when I say this, they would never, ever share the ring with Derek Dejan. I embarrassed Derek Dejan. Derek Dejan, I gave him an even bigger ass whooping. I embarrassed him with that jab. I crushed him. No, he fought back. It was a good fight. But it was a great fight. It was legendary. It was a classic. It's going to be talked about forever, for years. Legend. I'm saying it's like a legend. Like, Zelenov versus Goliath. It's like it's one of those fights. It's amazing. I'm blessed, honored, and humbled to be a part of of such a great win and that, underground boxing history, that's what it is, man. So yeah, one shot at my last opponent, man, what can I say, man? Great win, man. I stopped him with one punch. Tony Smith, man, that was I'd say I looked so sharp in that fight, man. So sharp. A tutorial indeed, man. Like the lady that was recording said, this can be my tutorial, man. I sure gave her a tutorial, man. She said she was interested in boxing. I gave everyone a tutorial, man. That's exactly how you do it, man. That's how you do it, man. Yeah, so I would kill Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. Game plan against Anthony Joshua. The game plan is the same as with everybody. And some of these deluded haters, they're like, oh, go beat up. Like Edmund Tarvardian, whatever the fuck, Armenian, Ronda Rousey's trainer. Listen, man, the last guy that I beat, do you understand that was a big motherfucker, man? We're talking a 190-pounder who probably walks around a heavyweight. I punched him. I snapped his head. A 3-1 pro. That guy would fucking kill this Tarvardian, whatever. He would kill Rousey's trainer, man. Yeah, he. I smashed him. I'm the GOAT. And he walked away from me in fright because I'm the GOAT. I knocked Deontay Wilder across the ring. Beat Derek the Giant. Man, come on. Listen, man. I don't even want to discuss this, man. This is ridiculous, man. Yeah. My point is you can't sell the greatest of all time. The number one pound-for-pound boxer on the planet. You cannot sell me short by telling me to beat lesser, much lesser competition like that. What the fuck am I going to get out of sending Ronda Rousey's trainer to the hospital? What am I going to get out of it? You know what I'm saying? She's not my girlfriend. I have a way hotter girlfriend. My girlfriend's feminine. My girlfriend's a model. She's not a fucking fighter. My girlfriend's into makeup and cosmetics. She's not into fucking into dyke fighting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let that bum Travis Brown. Oh, I'd actually, man, I'd murder that guy. That guy's horrible. No, actually, what I'm talking about, you know who I want to beat for 193? I know where he trains. I know exactly where he trains. I know his people. The thing is, he's been ducking me for a long time. Every time I call the gym, he does not want to fight. Check Congo. Yeah, the son of a bitch has like 10 losses. Now, judging on my last fight, that's speed. Okay, now, here's what I would do against Chet Congo when we score up. I would hit him the same way, except a lot harder. I'd hit him like I hit the Kung Fu champion rapidly. 1, 2, 3, 4, I just throw a series of punches. You know what I'm saying? And they would connect. My hand speed and Chet Congo's 10 losses, believe me, that doesn't go, it ain't going to go good. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to go good for him. His 10 losses, my power and speed, and my unblemished record, Congo, his first name is Chet, right? Chet? He'll get chin checked, all right? Yeah, that motherfucker's not in my league, man. No, it's just I know where he's at. It's in L.A., too. So definitely want to go there and challenge him and beat the fuck out of him and put it on YouTube. It'll get a lot. The fight will get a lot of exposure. You know, of me beating the living dog shit out of Chet Congo. Yeah, I know exactly where it's at. I've been there. When I was there, I went there to go knock him out, but he wasn't there, you know. I'm like, when does he come? They're like, oh, he comes random times. He just comes and, like, lifts weights and shit, you know. It's a small gym, but, you know, which is good. He won't be able to run. Yeah, Charlie Z versus Chet Congo. That could be the super fight of 2017, man. Yeah, listen, man. Anthony Thompson will leave. Listen, if I beat Chet Congo, it's going to prove my point again that underground fighters are better. He's going to get knocked the fuck out, I'm going to make him quit with the first punch. And boxing rules. And if he dares try an MMA crap, he's going to get knocked the fuck out. 2017 Charlie's on off a lot better than 2014 when I beat Wilder and Dijon. But yeah, speaking of my last win, man. No, it's one punch. I mean, it's like, what gets better than beating somebody with one punch? Making somebody quit. Well, yeah, okay. The Kung Fu champion that I knocked out, that was a better win. But my last win was just, it was superb. It was, you know, revolutionary. Sublime, you know, just an unprecedented victory. You know, one punch, literally. He put on the gloves, I put on the gloves, and I put it on him. Charlie Zonoff, the best in the world. Number one pound for pound. The greatest of all time. 200-0, all in 2017. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Right now, I just got to focus on my girlfriend. Talk to her, Skype with her, get to know her more, you know. Make sure she's the one, and then book my ticket back to Ukraine. Because, you know, the odds are very low that she's going to be another Daria, but hey, you always got to make sure. If she was in a different state, or if she was in L.A., come on, I had many girlfriends in L.A. If she was in a different state, then fuck it, I'll just go there tomorrow, or after tomorrow, whatever. But a different country, back to the same country where I had bad experiences with an ex-wife that I filed for divorce on, you know, that's different. But everything's going to work out, man. Charlie Zonoff, 192-0. I smashed that MMA fighter brutally. One punch.